Hi, everybody. Pastor Tim Karskatten here, Christian Center of Shreveport, Louisiana, right here in the United States of America. Glad you're joining us again today on our daily podcast. We're so grateful you're with us. This week, we're talking about the path to gaining authority. And I always want to say greetings to everybody around the world. We're just loving the fact these podcasts are going all around the globe. Our application, when we upload these things, it lets us know our listenership, where it's coming from, all the nations. Europe, we welcome you. Africa, Australia, Asia, some of Asia's really listening. Canada, we've been seeing a lot more people following us in Canada. If that's you listening, thank you for listening. Pass along to your friends. The beauty of the internet, it just goes everywhere. Well, this week we're talking about the path to gaining authority, and we want you to have true authority. Look, the more of us that walk in true authority that the Lord has, when I'm talking about recognizing the Spirit, recognize, as it said of Jesus, his authority is recognized in heaven and on earth and under the earth. Now, that is the potential that you have and I have of walking in authority. We have authority over all those realms. To me, I think those things under the earth are powerful. I'd really like to have authority over every area under the earth, because I can start dealing with principalities and powers that are controlling. I know they're high places. I know that's the heavenlies, but they came from beneath, you know, the lower realms. And now they're exalted in the earth. But the fact is, they are less than God. And when we have his authority, we do have authority. You know, I'm not telling anybody on this podcast to go take on principalities and stuff. You need to really grow in love and relationship with the Father, and he'll talk to you about that issue. You know, that's the thing. I think people who attack high powers and principalities and then get damaged or become needless casualties of war, as John Paul Jackson used to say, is because they didn't have authority to deal with it. And they just had a zeal with no wisdom. But when you get wisdom in the Lord and you start gaining authority through your acts of obedience, your humility, your brokenness, let me tell you what, there is no weapon formed that can prosper. There's nothing that will not bow to the name of Jesus and begin to have a submission to the things of God. And yesterday we closed our podcast talking about how we can learn from Jesus how to have this authority and to judicial authority that is given by the Lord. And I want to pick up there, Hebrews 5, verse 8 and 9. It says, though he was a son, speaking of Jesus, yet he learned obedience by the things he suffered. Having been perfected, he became the author of eternal salvation to all who, listen, obey him. Okay? He was perfected, and he became the author, right, of our salvation to all those who obey him. He was fully man, right? Jesus had to become obedient because he was not born that way. He emptied himself of this deity, this power from heaven, and he became like a normal man. So the works that Jesus did came where? Not from within him, but from the Father. That's why he always exalted the Father. That's why we're studying the Father's embrace. Because the more we know about the Father's authority and we fall in love with him and he begins to have a relationship with us in a deeper way, then what happens? We start walking into that authority because he has all authority, right? Jesus does now. I understand that. He died and received that, and he joined himself back with the Father. But it's that Godhead that we're crying out to. So Jesus learned through what? The things he suffered on earth to prove to all of us that total obedience is possible. Now, whoo! And when John Paul Jackson taught us that, I was like, wow. You know, I understand we can, I always thought we could measure, walk in a measure of that. But man, he said it's totally possible. And it is. Within the realms, with God, all things are possible. We know that. And I know to you and to me, it sounds unattainable, but it is attainable. I'm telling you, the Lord will do it if we obey him. So it's important to understand that through this process, you know, he was perfected as a man, and he was a human, all right? It's very important that he had to be, in a sense, without blame. He couldn't have a blemish on him in order to demand that Satan give up the captives that he had in hell, the captives he went and set free, to give the keys to him, the authority, you know? When a supervisor or a boss or whatever fires somebody or removes them from their position at a business or whatever, one thing he walks in, he says, give me your keys. You do not have authority to come here anymore and enter these doors anymore. Give them to me. And that's what Jesus did to Satan. Said, give me your keys. You've locked up these captives. These people have been bound, and I'm going to set them free. Because I was willing to obey God, and I suffered through obedient acts, and I suffered, and now God has exalted me to the highest place. Give me your keys. Wouldn't that be wonderful to go to Satan, who's locked up your family, locked up your business, locked up your station, your nation, your city, and say, give me the keys. Jesus died, and he suffered, and I've come into obedience with him, and because of that, we have authority over our community, over our family, over our issues. Come on, this ought to fire you up today, encourage you. So I guess, you know, one of our problems is, you know, we don't want to suffer, and obedience almost always going to lead to some level of suffering. If it's not physical or natural, it'll be, you know, emotional. Somebody will reject us. Somebody won't like what we're saying, et cetera, et cetera. But, you know, I want to define this obedience and submission, because we don't want to just submit to God and just, okay, I'll do it. We want to be obedient. 2 Corinthians 10, verses 4 through 6 says, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they're mighty. What? To the pulling down of strongholds. We cast down arguments. Every high thing exalts itself against the knowledge of God. And we bring every thought into captivity obedience to Christ. And being ready to punish all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. I know we talked about this passage in past podcasts, but let's define it in context of what we're talking about now. So obedience is doing what God told you to do, has told you, but all our actions or whatever, that we're going to obey the Lord. We don't want to just obey the Lord and say, okay, I'll obey it, but I don't want to do this. So you obey maybe when you're angry and you're frustrated and you're bitter and so forth, whatever your issues are. You can be obedient and still have a stronghold in your life. You cannot have a mental stronghold and be fully submissive to every part of your life, okay? Now, submission is a little bit different. Submission is saying, God, I will do what you ask me with gladness of heart, because I know that you're God and you wouldn't ask me to do something unless it was important to your kingdom and to advancement of what you're trying to do there for and in the earth. So therefore, I know it's important to you, Father. So I'm going to obey. You know, that's where when you submit to the Lord, you give your whole soul, your mind, your will, and your emotions. You give it all to God. It is, you know, and I think this is the key thing. Do only what you're asked. Don't add to it. I think a lot of times we get in trouble and we have backlash because we added to what he told us to do. And by the way, the Lord told me to do this, but then we add to it. There are many times I've had angelic encounters. I've had God speak to me and he say, just do this and don't do any more. You know why I think he said that? Because he knew my tendency would be to add or to build on that. You know, sometimes we as ministers or as people who speak over people's lives, we always feel like it's not enough. I mean, we have to add because, you know, just saying a statement is not enough. And we water down what God said and we actually dilute our obedience. Okay, so let's be careful there. You know, God loves a cheerful giver. You know, there's nowhere, it's not a scripture that says God loves a giver. He likes a cheerful giver, right? So when we're talking about obedience, we're actually talking in the realm of what true submission looks like. Not just obedient acts out of rote or by religion or by some statute that we think we have to follow, but through true obedience. And that's where true authority is found. You know, you can have something in common with darkness and still be obedient. You can't have something to do in common with darkness, and be submissive, submitting your will, laying down your flesh, laying down everything inside of you. That's what true submission is. So when you know how to respond to authority, you will understand how and why the dark realm, the demonic realm, has to respond to you. You know, when you submit to somebody in authority over you, and you know they're not walking in true authority, or they're not walking in true faith with the Lord, but yet you know that God has asked you to submit there, and you do it out of love to the Father, the Lord said you'll gain authority. And the demonic realm says, wow, they follow protocol. We have there's a great book by a friend of ours, Natasha Gerbich from South Africa, about the protocol of heaven. We have it in our bookstore. If you just contact us, Christian Center Shreveport. And it's really great about protocol. And what people think, oh, that's rules and regulations. No, it's not. It's in submission to what God has aligned and the aligned authority that he put in the earth. And as you submit to it and you walk in protocol, you gain authority. And see, that's not what the world would tell you. The world would tell you, you got to take authority. You got to overrule. You got to step up. You know, you got to do these things, these natural things to gain authority. And that's not true. And as I love obeying and submitting to authority, because I know that I can gain authority there. Now, I'm not doing it for that reason, but I know that's the byproduct of it. So to the degree that you have something in common with darkness will be the degree of lack of submission you carry. So they're not going to obey you. Dark spirits, the enemy will not obey a disobedient spirit. How can the enemy cast out the enemy? How can a house divided against itself can't stand? We talked about that last week. All right. I'm challenging you today and this week on your acts of obedience through submission to the Lord. We're building. This is going to really give you a path to true authority. So apply these principles. We love you guys. See ya.